Hi, this is Yvonne Hopewell from Orlando West. I'd like to congratulate Mamelodi Sundowns on their game yesterday. They play a very wonderful and good baller.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Yeah, that's how we start the show, everyone. Hello and welcome to it. My name is Nkululeko Nkewe and this is the weekend special. That message from a fan congratulating Mamelodi Sundowns as they defeated Maritzburg United away from home. Maritzburg United looked like they were going to come back from the game having fallen down 2-0 in that game within the very first 20 minutes, courtesy of goals from Elimilio Natade and Lebogang Mabue. Fortune Makarenge, towards the end of the game, tried to spur the team on. Gaston Serinho was red carded in that game. Sundowns looked like they were going to let it slide. However, they won the game. What does that mean in the context of the Absa Premiership? Well, it means that now Masanda Wana are 3 points ahead of everyone else in the Absa Premiership. They are 3 points ahead of Orlando Pirates, 4 points ahead of Cape Town City, 5 points ahead of Bidvest Wits and SuperSport United. So in this episode of the Weekend Special, we chat to a special guest, one of my all-time favorite players in the PSL era, a Cameroonian with a silky left foot, Roger Fatumba, where we'll ask him, are Mamelodi Sundowns the runaway title leaders for this season's Absa Premiership? Should we congratulate them? Pop out the champagne already this season? Well, he'll give us the answers to that and so much more. Remember, Masanda Wana already qualified for the next round of the CAF Champions League in the quarterfinals, even though they have one game in hand. So that was the topic on social media. Are Sundowns the runaway leaders for this year's league title race? So we had a lot of those responses on Facebook, and we thank you very much. If you want to go and check them out on Soccer La Duma on Facebook, where we have over 2.5 million followers, where you will see the conversation between around 150 to 200 comments where people are talking back and forth. We'll also play some voice notes from that conversation, people giving their opinions on whether or not Sundowns are the runaway leaders with 7 games to go and a three-point lead. We'll also hear from Masilo Machaka, who's a super fan from Kaizer Chiefs, as he gives us his thoughts about whether or not his team have any chance of winning the title, or should they be considered as title contenders even? I asked that question to him. You will hear that answer. Bishop is also one of the prominent Sundowns fans. He's saying that his team are only dangling the carrot to other teams to say that, come on guys, you still have an opportunity, at least an outside opportunity to win the title, but ultimately Sundowns will win the league. That's what the Bishop is saying, and we'll hear from him at some point in the show. So be with us, enjoy the show, and hopefully by the end of the show you'll have an idea of who will actually win the Absa Premiership. One of the best to ever play in the PSL, one of the best to play for Mamelodi Sundowns. Thanks for joining us on Soccer La Duma Radio. Mamelodi Sundowns have a 3-point lead in the league, and they've qualified for the next round, the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League, though they are playing the last game of the group stages this weekend. How are you feeling as a former Sundowns player at this point?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very good. It's always an honor to be part of a family who are doing well. Okay. So, someone's doing very well since, it's not only this year, since many years. And they are very, very consistent. Personally, I believe that they are the best team in the country. They are one of the best teams in Africa. So, yeah, they are a very good team at the moment, and they are playing the type of football people want to see. Even though, remember the philosophy of Sundowns, playing that type of football. But they keep that consistency, and that is good for former soccer players too, who have been part of that family.
Yeah, you mentioned that they are the best team in the country. They certainly are the best team that ever played in the PSL since 96 because of the titles, the amount of titles that they have. Coach Piso Mosimane has been consistent as well, having not finished outside the top two in the past 5 years. It's either being a win or a runner-up. Pay tribute to the man, Coach Piso Mosimane. What is your impression of him since he started coaching Sundowns?
No, we have to give credit to Pizzo and the entire technical team. We have to give credit to the President Motsepe to have that financial backup to support that philosophy. Pizzo, I'm not very surprised, because Pizzo is part of that family. Even before becoming coach, he has played for Sundowns for many years. So he knows exactly what Sundowns want. He knows exactly how Sundowns used to play. So he just makes sure that he keeps into that philosophy. And I strongly believe that he has brought also some sort of confidence, because there was a moment Sundowns was not doing well. He come in and tried to bring that philosophy back. So it's good. It's good for the Sundowns supporter. It's good for the entire Sundowns family. Credit go to Pizzo. But like I'm saying, personally, I'm not surprised, because he knows football. He was a good soccer player. He has played into that philosophy, and he knows exactly what Sundowns won. The only thing he had to do is to go and bring in players who are suited for that philosophy. And he did that with the backup of, with the backup of the president, who have topped in good amount of money. But football is not only money. You have to give credit to Pizzo too, because personally, I believe that he has that skill, that great skill of good manager. It's not only about being a coach. It's about being able to put players together, to be able to manage all these great, good players together to come up with that type of result we are getting. So, yeah, he's doing a good job. I just hope that he keeps focused, he keeps doing what he knows best. For some family.
Yeah, one of the things that have come out as well with Sundowns' participation in the Champions League is that, you know, sometimes there are clashes with other coaches. Sundowns are being sabotaged sometimes when they travel. There was an incident where they were given a subpar training ground by the Lobby Stars when they traveled to Nigeria. It's happened over time in their participation of the CAF Champions League, but they've gone on to win it. How important are these experiences when it comes to building the character of players?
I've been through myself to that type of situation. Even before coming to South Africa to play, I played Champions League with my former team in Cameroon. When you travel, it's not only a thing of today. It has been happening like that many, many, many years, even though it's not good for football. But the advantage Sundowns have today is that they have players who are, most of the players who are involved in Sundowns playing for their national team. So they're used to that type of situation. They're used to that type of atmosphere. And they have learned to deal. Even Pizzo, before, he used that type as a national team coach, as a South African national team player. He used that type of atmosphere. So he have learned, or fan players have learned to deal with that type of situation already. I remember when they were playing even in Egypt and all that, Morocco. Yeah. They always that type of, even in Tunisia, they always that type of, they're trying to make sure that they frustrate you, fighting, unnecessary fighting. But today, some of those players are capable of dealing with that type of situation. But like I said, they have been exposed to that type of situation for many years, because they are national team player, because they have been in that Champions League before, and they won't down the win. So I strongly believe that they're going to deal with it. That, for me, I'm not even worried about that. They are very strong. They are very mature already in that field to deal with that type of situation. And people are dealing with it very well, because sometimes what you need to do is to give back to people what they are doing, and people are doing exactly that, to try and frustrate them too. So yeah, they will deal with it, and I believe that they will come out of it with the victory.
Yeah, man. And before we let you go, once again, thank you so much for speaking to us. They have a 3-point lead, Masantawana, at the in the ABSA Premiership. Is it too premature for us? There are 7 matches left, 3 points. Sundowns lead by. They've managed to take advantage of their games in hand. Is it too premature for us to say, congratulations, Sundowns, you have won the league?
No, it's not premature to believe that Sundowns is one of the teams who are in contention for the league. Even before the league starts, Sundowns were already in contention.
Yes.
Seeing the quality of the player they have, I'm not only talking about the players who are playing the first 11. I'm even talking about those who are sitting in the bench, those who are sitting in the stands up there. So it's a quality team. You can't run away from that. So for me, you just have to keep that consistency. And I believe that they have a team to deal with all the challenges in it. So, yeah, for me, I'm giving them to go ahead and win the league. Yeah, you have Orlando Pirates who are doing well, who are doing also good. But personally, I believe that Sundowns is more, a little bit more consistent than all the teams who are following them. So for me, I will give them, it's not because I'm a former Sundowns player, it's just because of what is happening, because of the type of football they are playing, because of the consistency they have. So personally, I believe that they will go and win that league.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for giving us your time, legendary Roger Fetumba. We appreciate you on Sokola Duma Radio.
Thank you, my brother.
Sokola Duma Radio.
I believe what a title race after Premier League is far from over. But the reason why I'm showing that, more better actually, a Cape Town City, it's in a matter of a man in a good for what a win. I am man expanding better than the opening market. Because I must say, man, yeah, and I have an idea that what I can do to make a big win the Cape Town City this season.
No, it's not over. There's a Paganier. We must make sure that we collect it and every point now. Even if we play with Sundowns, we must beat it.
The league is far from over. If you take a look at the table, at least 4 to 5 teams are still in it. SuperSport United, your Cape Town City, even Bulawayo City can go on to win it. But then for me, if ever Orlando Pirates can win against first Cape Town City and Mamelodi Sundowns, then the league is going to Orlando. But if ever they fail to win against those three teams, they must forget about the league. But then at the end of the season, the league will be decided by goal difference. The team that will score the most will win the league, because Cape Town City, Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns will end the season tied with points. So the league will be decided by goal difference.
Let's now have a look at what will happen in this week. Your itinerary perhaps will be planned around what I will give you now, which are the fixtures coming up this weekend. Remember, the CAF Champions League, the final group stage fixtures are playing this Saturday. All teams playing on Saturday. All groups playing at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Central African time. Of course, our main interests are Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. Orlando Pirates need to win this game and hope that other results go for them in their group. They travel to Guinea to play against Horoya at 3 p.m. Sundowns, 3 hours later, will play against Wydad Casablanca in Morocco. Sundowns have already qualified on virtue of the head-to-head rule, because whatever happens, even if they lose, they already have an advantage of having defeated ASEC Mimosas and Lobby Stars. So whatever happens there, Sundowns will be playing in the quarterfinals of this year's CAF Champions League. So those are the fixtures in the CAF Champions League. Also, this evening, SuperSport United will host Kaizer Chiefs at 8 p.m. Cape Town City will host Bulawayo City at 8 p.m. And also, Bloemfontein Celtic playing Bidvest at 8 p.m. Yeah, we'll know a lot about what will happen in the Absa Premiership after Friday night. On Saturday, Free State Stars host AmaZulu in a must-win for them on Saturday at 3:30. It's a must-win because Free State Stars are lingering at the bottom with 21 points at number 14, only 1 point above Chippo United at number 15. Did I say Chippo United? Well, Chippo United are also playing on Sunday at 3:30, with the only fixture being Chippo United versus Highlands Park at 3:30 on Friday. So those are the fixtures. And also, let's have a look now at what was covered in this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. It's only 3 rand 90 cents. You can get yourself a copy every Wednesday for only R3.90. So our very own editor, Vuyani Joni, was speaking on the editor's column about the need for Miloton Radojevic, the Orlando Pirates coach, to win something. And I made this point again in one of the shows that he needs to win something because they really, really are doing well. They were number two in the league last season. They look like they could be number two or one this season, depending on whatever happens at the end of the season. So I'm sure the Pirates fans will not be happy if they don't get something out of him being a successful coach without any trophy. You can ask Coach Eric Tinkler and Roger Desai as to what happens to someone who's constantly being number two at Orlando Pirates. All right. And then another interview that I really enjoyed was our own international editor speaking to Andre Kramaric, who's now at Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga. Andre Kramaric, I remember, from Leicester City, was one of the strikers in the periphery at Leicester City, being second fiddle to Jamie Vardy and Shinji Okazaki, if I remember correctly, that season when they won the league, that is Leicester City. So he spoke to him about that and so many more other things. But Andre Kramaric says he doesn't have any regrets about leaving Leicester City before their league title winning year. Right, there's also in touch with Lerato Manzini, Clement Mazibuko, with still in touch with Lunga Adam, and some interviews as well that you will enjoy. So you can get yourself a copy for only R3.90.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is Kaizer Chiefs super fan Masilo Machaka.
What a game tonight. You know, we are all want to be contenders for the league. We are edging closer and closer, as you can see about the results. I think SuperSport, they won the last game and also did win our last game as well. It's going to be a hard nut to crack, especially against SuperSport. So it's not going to be easy. But we are hopeful and optimistic, and we are full with confidence that they're going to get 3 points. But that is not going to be easy. SuperSport is a very, very dangerous team as well. They've got good players as well. Also, they have good players. It's going to be, to me, it's going to be a well-balanced game tonight. We're going to watch a very good football.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, of course, because SuperSport is SuperSport United. But if you defeat them, you are then on the same number of points, and also you are 5 points away from Mamelodi Sundowns if you defeat them. I hear you speak about the title. Is this being spoken about by Chiefs fans as a serious thing? Do you seriously think within your heart that you will win the title?
I think we are running our own race. You know, we don't need to run even more than what we can. So we take each game as it comes. We are not rushing things. The league is not yet over. Others, they can have 40 points. Others, they can have 39 points and whatsoever, 37. We are coming, you know, we're coming. You know what I'm saying? We are running our own race. We are on our lane, you know, trying to catch up. But you know what I'm saying? If you can take each game as it comes, just collect maximum points.
What are the expectations of this lane, though? You are on your own lane, granted, accepted. What are the expectations of this lane? You're running in this lane so that you can be number 8. You're running in this lane so that you can be number 3. What are the expectations?
You know, Kaizer Chiefs will never try to get number 8. You know, as long as they can be on the top 4. You know, I'm watching those that are at the summit at this stage. So I'm saying each game as it comes. You know, collecting maximum points is very, very important. This is a crucial stage, and it's the second round, it's not the first round. You know, any points count, my brother. You know, we don't want to lose anything at this stage.
So there are no expectations for this lane.
What I'm trying to say is the league is not yet over. Meaning, we are still for the league. You know, I think it's good they must not write us off. You know, you are writing us off at your own peril. I'm saying collecting maximum is very, very crucial. We are coming all the time, you know. And you can see, you know, people don't even count us. You know, they count us out. So we expect a match from Kaizer Chiefs, expect maximum points tonight as well. If we do well against SuperSport, I must say, it's going to be talk of the town to say, yeah, now the league is wide open. But the league is still wide open. We can't say the league is for Sundowns, Sundowns, Pirates and that. No. The league, as long as we are in the top 8 position, from 1 up until 8, we still have a good chance of clinching the league. So we're expecting to get 3 points against SuperSport and going forward. We don't want to lose any time soon. I think the game that we're left with should be draw and win, not lose at this point.
All right, last one. You've just talked into our topic. We asked our fans on Sokala Duma Facebook and Twitter whether or not the league is Mamelodi Sundowns to win. They have a 3-point league lead at top and they have 7 matches to go. Is it dead and over for other teams?
No, it's not over yet. That's what I'm saying. It's not over. You know, I mean, 3 points is nothing at least from them and Paris and also theirs, I think. It's fine. And I mustn't count, you know, I mean, out as well. It seems like Cape Town City and stuff. And that as well, you know, and us as well. So what I'm trying to say, the league is quite open. You can't say the league is over when Sundowns is leading by 3 points. No. It can't be correct. You know, so all of us, we want that big animal, so which is the league. So we are hopeful. That is what I'm saying. We are playing and also watching with the open eye to say, you know, if those people, if those teams are playing, you know, if they slip up, then we are with them. So the league is still wide open. I disagree with those that are saying Sundowns between Sundowns and Pirates. I'm saying no. We are still in contention for the league, and also with other teams like Bears and Cape Town City, and also the Mozambique Supersport out as well. So the league is still wide open, and I can tell you, we take the game as it comes. 3 points is very crucial at this stage. Each game that comes, we have to get 3 points, maximum points, so we can be able to talk at the end of the league.
Thank you, Chucks. Thank you very much for giving us the time.
All the best, my friend.
Thank you very much, man, for speaking to us, Bishop. I just spoke to Umasilo Machaka from Kaizer Chiefs. I'm sure you know him. We're talking about the title race. We're asking, is it over for other teams? Sundowns have a 3-point lead. There are 7 matches to go. Sundowns have the experience of winning league titles. Is it over for other teams?
Actually, it's not yet over. We are encouraging some other teams, because if we say it's over, we were supposed to have only one game, but because there is some other games that we are still going to play, and there is no team that has been now relaxing, each and everyone, particularly Cape Town City, Vet University, Orlando Pirates, these 4 teams, they are contesting. This is a beauty contest of which they want to overtake us on this freeway. So it's not yet over. And we are not going to relax to fold our arms and say, no, because we are on top, leading with 3 points or whatever, but let's relax. No, we must fight until the last day.
All right. And then which teams do you consider as your title contenders or your rivals? Because Cape Town City is 3 points away. Bidvest is 4 points away. Pirates is 3 points away. There are teams like Chiefs and SuperSport who are like 7 points away. They think that they are also in the running. Which teams do you think perhaps we should take seriously?
Actually, I want to run away from Orlando Pirates and Cape Town City, because these 2 teams, if I'm looking at behind my back, they are on my neck. So then I want to actually leave them behind, far away. So I'm having a sleepless night with regard the neck to neck of Pirate and Cape Town City.
For sure. The others, you wouldn't consider that they have an outside chance of winning it, but you don't consider them serious contenders, the other teams?
No. Actually, I don't actually even think about some other teams. Those 2 teams of which I mentioned, they are keeping me sleepless night.
Mm. All right. And then the last one, of course, you are in the CAF Champions League. It's the final match. You already qualified for the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League. The final match is on Saturday at 6 p.m. What is your message to your boys, and how excited are you to go into the next round of the Champions League?
We are already respecting our opponent tomorrow, and I want to encourage my boys that please, we want to add another star on our chest. They mustn't actually underestimate our opponent. They must actually be excited and respect the team of which we are going to. Although the crowd won't be there, we are not going to to get an opportunity to go and support them while they play, but they must actually make us proud.
All right. Bishop, thank you very much, man, for speaking to us on Soccer Laduma. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome, sir.
Right, in case you missed it, here are some of the news that made headlines in the world of sports in the past 7 days. James Okosa's representatives have confirmed that they have taken Chippa United to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland for allegedly unpaid salaries and signing on fees worth over 2 million rands. In December 2018, Chippa terminated the Nigerian defender's contract, although he had extended his contract until June 2020. Earlier in 2018. It remains to be seen, of course, what will happen. We'll keep an eye on that and update you if there are any further updates from the story. Intriguing indeed. Tuso Pala is expected to be released from his SuperSport United contract, which is due to expire in June, before the end of this month. Sources have confirmed that the speedy winger has concluded his settlement negotiations with the Tuane-based club and will be free to leave following an agreement to pay him a 2 months wages. The winger has made only 11 appearances in all competitions this season for Matsatsanta, but hasn't kicked a ball for the first team since December the 12th last year. Remember, this is the same player who Stan Matthews, the CEO of SuperSport United, said was the highest paid player in the SuperSport United roster. So he hasn't kicked a ball. He was training with the MGC team. He, at some point, allegedly, in inverted commas, went missing. There was a DC plan, so they've now agreed to release the player. And of course, the team will make an announcement at some point in the near future. And lastly, Friday evening could prove one of the biggest nights of Lyle Foster's life so far. After the 18-year-old was named in Monaco's matchday squad for the very first time, Foster has been impressive for Monaco's reserve team since completing his move from Orlando Pirates earlier this year. And now the club's coach, Leonardo Jardim, has rewarded him with his first call-up to the senior team. So Monaco play Lille on Friday the 15th at 9:45 South African time. So those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, you can go to www.sokoladuma.co.za. And we thank you very much for being with us. We really, really appreciated your presence as usual in the show. Well, you can catch shows like the Fan Reaction Show and be on the lookout for the social media post after every game that plays in the AFC Premiership and also in the CAF Champions League, where we ask for your participation in that show. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.